It's Monday and you're sitting there with your remote control in your hand going, what should I watch? Well, the only answer to that question is whatever the Oracle tells us. And she joins us again. How are you this morning, my love?
I'm ready to impart my television wisdom.
Well, today it's a little ominous because the theme is Outback Horrors.
So I've got two fantastic shows that are very high-value productions, made locally with international stars, and highlight Australia. And this is really important when you're looking at television and wondering if it's good. When it uses a backdrop just as a transactional backdrop where it's just there, like, you know, they go to China, but you never actually have a Chinese actor or a Chinese character.
Yep.
But when they use it in a way that sort of pushes the story forward, creates mood, or they interact with the background, that's when you know they're using it properly. And in both these shows, Australia as a background is fantastic, like a key element of the plot.
Well, usually in Australia, the outback is practically a character.
Exactly. And really, if we've learned anything from TV and movies, if you go to the outback and you're a foreigner, you will be killed bloody.
So is that where we go with Wolf Like Me?
Wolf Like Me has had, sadly, quite average reviews, and I am going to beg to differ here. I thought it was fabulous, and I watched it in a couple of days. There's six episodes, they're half hour each, and that just tells you what it is. It is a dark comedy.
It
stars the fantastic Isla Fisher, who is fabulous in everything and brings that lovely springy sort of rom-com vibe.
Yes.
And Josh Gad, who everybody knows is Olaf in Frozen. So he is, you know, a chunky American who is the romantic lead. He's got a daughter, he's a widower, and then he meets the Isla Fisher character, who strangely has an American accent, but we'll put that aside, who is also a widow and is the kind of wolf in The Wolf Like Me. So it is it's not a spoiler to say, dark romance where one of the characters is also a werewolf.
Oh, okay.
But that is very Australian, right?
Yeah.
And it's in Adelaide. And Adelaide is fantastic in it because, you know, you don't see enough shows in beautiful Adelaide with gorgeous houses. So, and of course, the outback where the bloody happens. So, you know, she plays it straight. Like, if you were a werewolf but you had to hide it, how would you act, you know? You would be a little anxious. You would have panic attacks. You'd be running to the safe room every time the moon peeked out. So she's acting completely realistically for a werewolf, and he has had his heart broken by the death of his wife, and he's got a 12-year-old daughter, and she connects with this daughter, and that is sort of the entree to this romance. It is, like, it's really soapy, but just so Australian in its quirkiness / reality. You know, we've always got that slight sort of magical realism. I really enjoyed it, really a lot. A lot more than I expected because it had terrible reviews all over the internet.
It sounds like it's riffing a little bit off the one that had Drew Barrymore as a zombie in Suburbia eating people.
You know what? That came to mind as well. Yeah. I forgot what that's called, but it came to mind. That one is a lot more funny than this one.
Yeah.
Deliberately funny, you know, leaning into her eating and whatnot. This one, she's devastated to be a werewolf, but they've set it up for a second season. It's just, you know, it just shows what you can do in the streaming service. We've got lots of money, but you can be Australian and you can have a foreign cast member and you can have a fat lead. Oh, and I must say, the girl, the daughter, is a brilliant actress. Amazing.
All
right. And there's a few famous faces that people would definitely recognise.
Well, that's left you with about 30 seconds to tell us about The Tourist.
Tourist had amazing reviews all over the internet. First two episodes were sensational. The rest of it just petered out into these weird twists and turns. However, it stars Jamie Dornan. It also has Alice Demetriadis and amazing Shalom Brune Franklin, who is just killing it in the UK. Great actors with material. You know, we watched it because it was really raining outside.
It's hard to watch Jamie Dornan and not think of The Fall and him painting somebody's fingernails.
Look, I actually love The Fall.
Yes, so did
I. And I hated 50 Shades of Anything.
Yeah.
And I feel that he's, like, blended those two characters. And also, look, I have to say that The Tourist, where it ended, was so dark and grotty that it left a bad taste in my mouth. And I wish that he wasn't so unlikable throughout.
Okay. Well, there's two to check out on Stan, Wolf Like Me and The Tourist. And, of course, The Oracle will join us again next Monday with something else to watch. Thank you, my love.
Much cheerier next week.